It's always a privilege to be here and to worship with you, and just love the spirit of this place. Love for each one of you. Let us turn to the book of James this morning, chapter 2. We're going to talk about three kinds of faith in James chapter 2. Three kinds of faith. Starting verse 14 down to verse 26. And let us stand at this time as we read God's word this morning. Let us stand at this time as we read God's word together. James chapter 2, verse 14 through 26. What does it profit, my brethren, if someone says he has faith but does not have works? Can faith save him? If a brother or sister is naked, destitute of daily food, and one of you says to them, depart in peace, be warm and filled, but you do not give them the things which are needed for the body, what does it profit? Thus also faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead. But some will say, you have faith and I have works. Show me your faith without your works, and I'll show you my faith by my works. You believe there is one God, you do well. Even the demons believe and tremble. But do you want to know, O foolish man, that faith without works is dead? Was not Abraham our father justified by works when he offered Isaac his son on the altar? Do you see that faith was working together with his works? And by works, faith was made perfect. And the scripture was fulfilled which says, Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness. And he was called a friend of God. You see then that a man is justified by works and not by faith only. Likewise, was not Rahab the harlot also justified by works when he received a messenger and sent him out another way? For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also. This is your word, Heavenly Father. Lord, we thank you so much for your presence. And Lord, we thank you so much for the privilege we have to live in America. And Lord, we do want to take time to pray for our leaders. Lord, we do pray for our president and our leadership, Lord. And we just ask God, give them wisdom, insight, and understanding. And Lord, we just pray for each one here. Lord, thank you for who you are, what you're making each one of us become more and more like Christ Jesus. And Lord, we also want to take time to thank the men and women who serve in our military, who literally have given their ultimate price, their life, for our freedoms. And dear God, thank you so much for what they have done for our country, and Lord, what you have done for each one of us individually. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. You may be seated. And the New Yorker had a cartoon. It was called The Light Church, L-I-T-E, The Light Church. Here's what the comic said, or the cartoon said, our church has 24% fewer commitments. We're the home of the 7.5% tithe. Our pastor preaches a 15-minute sermon. The worship service is only 45 minutes long. We have only 8 commandments. You choose. We only have 3 spiritual laws. Everything you wanted in a church and less. Well, you know, it's sad to say, but some churches today, we're just striving for comfort, for entertainment. But there's no quickening of the conscience, no feeding of the mind, no opening of the heart to a commitment to follow Christ, and no real faith. Faith is the key doctrine of the Christian life. The Bible says the sinner is saved by faith. The believer must walk by faith. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. Whatever we do apart from faith is sin. Faith is not believing in spite of the evidence. Faith is obeying in spite of the consequences. Faith is not a feeling you work up. Faith is confidence that God's word is true. And we act upon his word, and he brings blessings to our life. So this morning we want to talk about three kinds of faith. There's a dead faith, demonic faith, and a dynamic faith. First of all, I want to talk about a dead faith. That's in James chapter 2, verse 14 through 18 again. What does it profit, my brother, if someone says he has faith that does not have works, can faith save him? If a brother or sister is naked, destitute of daily food, and one of you say to them, depart in peace, be warm and filled, but do not give them the things that are needed for the body, what does it profit? Thus also, faith by itself that does not have works is dead. But some will say, you have faith and I have works? Show me your faith without my works, and I'll show you my faith by my words. So he starts off here with verse 14. What does it profit, my brother, if someone says he has faith but does not have works? Can that kind of faith save him? You know, there's a lot of people today professing to have saving faith, and yet they do not possess salvation. We must bear fruit. Not everyone that says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter into the kingdom of heaven. He says in verse 15, if a brother or sister is naked and destitute of daily food, we as a church, especially in the body of Christ, we as a church are here to help each other. Galatians 6:10 tells us, as we have therefore opportunity, let us do good to all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith. Matthew 25, verse 40 says, as the king shall answer and say to them, verily, verily, I say unto you, inasmuch have you done it unto the least of these, my brethren, you have done it unto me. So if someone has a need and we say, well, depart, be in peace. No, we as a church are here to help each other. If our brother and sister has a need, we also have a need. We are here for each other. It tells us in First John chapter 3, verse 17, be warm and filled. But whoever has this world's goods and see his brother have need and set up his bowels of compassion from him, how dwells the love of God in him? My little children, let us not love in word or neither in tongue, but in deed and truth. And hereby we know that we are the truth, and shall assure the hearts be for him. It's amazing. They kind of, let's give a communion today. They read a scripture. Now, someone was traveling, got beat up, was left half for dead. Well, then here comes the priest. Whoops! Then here comes the Levite. Whoops! But then here comes the Samaritan, a half Jew. Samaritans wasn't well loved by the Jewish people. But what did the Samaritan do? He got down, cleaned him up, helped him out, took care of him, put him on his donkey, took him to the inn, took care of him there. Next day he left and gave him 2 days' worth of money to take care of this guy's need. The Samaritan showed love. And again, Samaritan people were highly despised by the Jewish people. If faith does not have works, it is dead. John Calvin said these words: "It is faith alone that justifies, but faith that justifies is never alone. Faith must have some actions with it. You have faith, I have words. Show me your faith without my words, and I'll show you my faith by my words." So James is telling us three times, faith without works is dead. Then he goes on here with really a wild illustration here of demonic faith. In verse 19 and verse 20 in James chapter 2, "You believe there is one God, you do well. Even the demons believe and tremble. But do you want to know, O foolish man," again, "that faith without works is dead?" That's a shocking statement. You believe there's a God? The devils also believe and tremble there's a God. We are living in a spiritual world, a spiritual fight at this time. And we as Christians, we must put on the whole armor of God. You know, when you put on the whole armor of God, you put the armor of God before the battle, not during the battle. The whole armor of God is found in James. Oh, James. Well, I keep saying James for everything. I'll call you James and I'll leave today. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10 through 18. "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might," not by your strength, "in his power and his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this age, against the spiritual host of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand," he says, "stand therefore, having girded your waist with truth, putting on a breastplate of righteousness, having your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, and above all, taking the shield of faith, which is, will quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end, with all perseverance, supplication, and to all the saints." He says, you believe that there is one God? You do well. Even the demons believe and tremble. You know what? I come to the conclusion, I never heard of a demon being an atheist. Have you? I never have heard a demon being an atheist. They're not atheists. They believe in God. They're not agnostic. Here's what the Bible says about what they believe. They believe in the deity of Christ. Talking about demons. They even witness of him. Whenever they met Christ on the earth, they witnessed of his sonship. They knew and acknowledged that they are going to a place of damnation someday, a punishment. They recognize Jesus Christ as the judge. They submitted to his power. They are not only touched by their intellect, they are touched by their emotions. They believed and trembled. Wow. Again, there's no demon that is an atheist. You want to know, foolish man, if faith not works is dead, you bear no fruit, no earning from the investment. So faith has no works, does not work. James is saying real faith and works are inseparable. They go together. Now he talks here, another beautiful illustration here of dynamic faith. And we see this in the life of Abraham, who was called a friend of God. It says, was not Abraham our father justified by works when he offered Isaac upon the altar? You see that faith was working together with his works. And by works, faith was made perfect. As scripture was filled, which says, Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness. He was called a friend of God. You see that a man was justified by works, not faith only. Likewise, was not Rahab the harlot also justified by works? When we see the messengers and send them out another way, for as a body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also. True saving faith is based on the word of God. When we receive our, we were born again, we are born again because of the word of God. Dynamic faith involves the intellect, the emotions, and the will. The mind understands the truth. The heart desires the truth. The will acts on the truth. Again, faith is not believing in spite of the evidence. Faith is obeying in spite of the consequence. He talks here about Abraham when he offered his son Isaac on the altar. You realize one time Abraham was completely bankrupt, but God kept adding to his account. And we see in the life of Abraham learned to be obedient to God. He had a growing faith. He made some mistakes along the way, but he had a growing faith. And when God told him to offer his son on the altar, what did Abraham do? He left the next morning. Now we realize, I don't know, we realize God doesn't do this, but he left the next morning, and Abraham thought, God has a problem. Because this is the son that God promised. As the sky, or the stars in the sky, the children would come from him. So Abraham thinking, God, you got a problem. And Abraham went to offer his son. And God intervened, and there's a lamb. And they offered that lamb. And you realize, several thousand years later, our Heavenly Father offered his son at the same place Abraham offered Isaac. And our Heavenly Father offered his son to pay our sin debt in full. Praise the Lord. So Abraham says faith and works work together, and he was made perfect. I like what Dwight L. Moody said. Dwight L. Moody was a shoe salesman. Dwight L. Moody said these words, and he became a preacher. He said, every Bible should be bound in shoe leather. Every Bible should be bound in shoe leather. Dwight L. Moody, I love it. Titus 1:16, they profess they know God, but by the works they deny him, being abominable, disobedient unto every good work, reprobate. And then not only did he use Abraham for an example here, he also uses a very unlikely example of Rahab, the harlot. You know what it shows me here? It shows me we serve a God of grace and mercy. Abraham was not a believer. At one time, his father worshiped idols. Ahab was a harlot. And God got a hold of both of them. And God literally transformed both their lives. Likewise, was not Rahab the harlot also justified by works? We see the messengers and sent them out another way in verse 25. Israel was about to invade their promised land. and to take the city of Jericho. They sent spies, only two this time. They sent spies to the city to lay out the, to find the layout of the land. And there they met Rahab, a harlot, who protected them and had affirmed that she believed in what God had said and what God was going to do. When the men departed, they promised to save her and her family when the city was taken. And that's exactly what they did. She was a Gentile. She was a prostitute. And you realize she is in the family tree of Jesus Christ. Wow, what grace and what mercy. She is in the family tree. Faith without works is dead. As the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also. In conclusion this morning, in Psalm 139, verse 23 and 24, search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. See if there's any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way of everlasting. In closing this morning, I saw a bumper sticker on a car one time, and it said these words: if you were arrested for being a Christian, would there be enough evidence to convict you? Faith, three kinds of faith: a dead faith, demonic faith, a dynamic faith. And let's keep going forward for the cause of Christ Jesus. Thank you so much for this privilege of being here.